This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russian forces continue pounding the port city of Mariupol, shelling its downtown as residents hide. Fighting also raged Saturday in the outskirts of Kyiv as Russia kept up its bombardment of resisting cities. Mariupol has endured some of the worst punishments since Russia invaded Ukraine on February 24th. Unceasing barrages have thwarted repeated attempts to bring food, water, and medicine into the city and evacuated trapped citizens. The leaders of France and Germany spoke Saturday with the Russian President Vladimir Putin in a failed attempt to broker a ceasefire. Putin laid out terms for ending the war, including Ukraine's demilitarization and ceding of territory. Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky says Russia is trying to create new pseudo-republics to break his country apart. In his nightly address to the nation, Zelensky called on Ukraine's regions, and which have was captured by Russian forces, not to repeat the experience of other areas, for Russian separatists began fighting Ukrainian forces in those eastern regions in 2014. Zelensky says city council members in Kherson, a southern city of 290,000, rejected plans for a new pseudo-republic. He says Ukraine will stand this test. As millions of women and children flee across Ukraine's borders in the face of Russian aggression, concerns are growing over how to protect the most vulnerable refugees from being targeted by human traffickers or becoming victims of other forms of exploitation. In countries throughout Europe, including the border nations of Romania, Poland, Hungary, Moldova, and Slovakia, private citizens whose lives have been shattered by war.